If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want
this. They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for French. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Good morning, South Florida. Figgy, say hello.
Hello.
That's right. That is right.
Fam.
Frog week, baby.
I thought about coming in today.
Yeah.
Then I realized, got a teenager at home by herself.
No, not smart, smart. Good call. Good call.
Don't worry, Marcos.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Oh, I'm already thinking of what I would have been doing had I had the home to myself. And it's not even necessarily anything too bad. It also could be something stupid, too. Like, I could potentially burn the house down. But
I did get up this morning thinking two things. Jimmy's coming back.
Oh, Jimmy.
Who?
Yeah, right?
It could either be...
Who needs him?
Let's get Jimmy.
You did.
Or it could be Jimmy Eat World.
Ooh.
Now,
there you go. That's the title for the first hour there. Say that again, something about Jimmy Eat World. That was good.
Now, I'm torn because sometimes when you say what I'm going to get ready to say, people are going to take that the wrong way. But this is no disrespect to Jimmy. None whatsoever.
Which hopefully means it's about to be very disrespectful to Jimmy.
But Jimmy ain't that guy. Right?
Say it again.
Jimmy's not that guy.
He's just number two.
He is one hell of a basketball player, and I would want him on my team. Let's be clear. But I don't think that he can be the number one consistently on a team. He fits perfectly with Steph and others. And that's not taken away from the greatness of Jimmy. But if you're a team that needs scoring, Jimmy is a guy that's going to touch every stat line. Periodically, he's going to get you a 40 piece, right? But more along the lines of right around 15, 20, he's going to get you 8 to 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, and what have you. And that works great when you have a guy that could go for 50 and other guys that can shoot the ball like Golden State does. But here, when you have Bam plays very similar in that Bam's contributions aren't all scoring. But that's because the Heat have been losing, we only look at the scoring. But it seems to me that when Wiggins is playing, he know exactly what he need to do, score the damn ball. He may not always do it, but that's his role.
Leroy, in level of extra oomph, little bit of chip on their shoulder, I want you to rank these four people who will be competing tonight. Who will be playing with the most extra oomph?
You don't need to name none of them. I already know. Jimmy.
You think Jimmy's going to be number one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, which is understandable because he is probably the pettiest and he is the best
because
player
he's,
of the four.
He's going to come in here saying, you guys thought I wasn't that guy.
Yeah.
You didn't think I was worth the money. Take some of this.
Okay? Which sounds about right. I can understand that. Now, what about the other thing?
I believe, okay, there comes a point in time, just ask Crowder, when you think you can do things that you can't.
Jeez. Oh, man, that's petty.
Right? It's one thing to say, pay me like I'm the guy. It's another thing to consistently be that guy. The whole problem with the Heat and Jimmy was, Jimmy wasn't that guy enough, and this team needed him to be Jimmy more. And that's where it all started. It all started last summer, last offseason, when Pat Riley said...
We're actually going to hear from Jimmy Butler in the next segment, and he'll tell you exactly where it started, which goes even deeper than what we had anticipated. But
oh, it's deeper than rap?
It's deeper than hip-hop. I got a question, though, Leroy. Of the three Heat players, you got Tyler Hero, who earlier on in the season was quoted as 1A, 1B with Jimmy Butler. You got Bam Adebayo, the new face of the franchise, the new captain, the new man in charge. And then you got Andrew Wiggins, the guy who the Warriors supposedly were so sad to see go, but very quickly forgot about whatever contributions he made. Of those three, put those three in order in regards to who is going to be playing with that extra juice today.
I say Wiggins, Hero, Adebayo.
I see that that could be correct.
Because if you're going to do the same thing with... If you're going to do the same thing with Jimmy coming back to play the Heat and trying to make a point, Wiggins was damn near the MVP of the finals.
Yeah. You know what, though?
It wasn't of a finals that they would not have won without Andrew Wiggins. So if there was a guy to have a chip on their shoulder, it would be – it might be, y'all wanted, you know, what did he say? What did Jimmy say when he was in, he came from Philly?
Tobias Harris over me?
Right.
Yeah.
Then Wiggins might have the attitude.
Jimmy
Butler over me?
Okay. But, all right, I see that as a possibility. I see Tyler saying, look, I'm that scorer guy. I see Andrew saying, you can't win it without me. But I think in order for the Heat to be successful, Bam has to be that guy that says, you know what? I'm putting up 40. Because if Tyler puts up 40, they can overcome
that. That's not what he is, though.
I mean, no. If you're going to get 40, 10.
Here, you don't want somebody out there with an agenda.
Yeah.
You don't want somebody playing the sport in a team sport with an agenda.
I want Bam, though. I feel like he makes good decisions. Like, Bam won't ever go Kobe on him, but Bam will show that he's aggressive. And I need Bam to go aggressive. I need Bam to say, all right, old man, you couldn't have led us far anyway. This is the future of the franchise, which is not in his personality to do. But wouldn't it be dope if you saw him get 40, 15, 10?
So, here, let's put it this way. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to give me the best odds, all right? I got a chili pepper. One chili pepper I can put on one of these players.
Mm-hmm.
Who is most likely to get a 40-piece?
Jimmy.
Jimmy, Wiggins, Tyler, or Bam?
I think it's pretty obvious it'd be Jimmy Butler.
Really?
Especially with Steph Curry out.
Really?
Yeah, and they would definitely want him to go off on his former team. Like Draymond is in his ear right now saying, go in.
Then I would like to do a little lunch chili pepper.
Ooh.
With both of y'all.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy may want to score 40. But I don't think he will.
Ooh.
Now, I would say as far as players that seem to easily do it. When Jimmy does it, he working his ass off, right? Like he's going at it pretty hard.
Except for when he's on Tobias Harris, watch right. Dominate second.
But, oh, against the Milwaukee Bucks. But part, so
the reason why I go with Wiggins or Tyler
Los Angeles Lakers
is because those two could go 7 for 10 from three.
Yeah, Tyler hasn't gone 7 for 10 in a long time.
He hasn't. But that's part of his game. Even though he hasn't may not have been as good at it lately.
You know, you can also get 40 by going to the free throw line like, you know, 12, 13 times.
That's true.
Like Bam.
That's true.
Or
that's
Jimmy, true. Like Jimmy does.
Nah, he doesn't do that anymore. He's old. Again, he's lost.
Okay.
When's the last time we did anything good?
I'm just saying, I would feel that it would be easier. So you're eliminating Tyler, so that means that I'm going with Wiggins.
All right. So you think it's, even though he just had probably one of the better performances of his career days ago against the Hornets, you think that he's going to be able to replicate this? When I think I mean, that was 42 points, right?
Hey, the question was, who is most likely?
Yeah.
I didn't say.
So you don't even think he's going to go
40-40.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying based on their games.
Look, it is an action-packed night indeed if you are in South Florida and for some reason have an opportunity to go tonight.
Hey,
I want to hear from you today. I need Chance. Anti-Butler Chance. Do you have any?
Hey, sorry, here's one more.
What?
You ready?
Yeah.
You think old Show Pony prolonged vacation so he could go be boots on the ground?
Oh, he's definitely boots on the ground.
They all packed and in the car.
No. Mrs., you must be back so I can be boots on the ground.
Wow. So you think they went to early vacation, came back for today. Did he leave until tomorrow?
Yeah. So he did dirty boxing Saturday. So you're saying that Sunday, Monday was the vacation?
Well, he was doing his YouTube and it seemed like he was back in the, you know.
He had a fancy shirt on, though.
But the offices, the yes, surrounding yes. looked like it was the same.
It was a Tobin Studios.
Tobin Studios. Yeah, so I think they're leaving. They must leave tomorrow. There's no way he's not going to be boots on the ground for
there
this.
There is no way. That
imagine
Brandon
that,
Tobin
wouldn't that be
is going to be in a car listening to Heat Warriors on the radio. With a family.
Wouldn't that be right up his alley, though? Wouldn't that be right up his alley to start this mess?
He can't go at it like he want to.
He's just going to – it's just imagine him to be the guy who is the reason Jimmy Butler is no longer part of the Miami Heat.
Yeah, so you think he'd actually show his face?
And then not even show up in the end and be like, oh, okay. Oh, I didn't even realize. Was that today's game? I didn't even realize.
No. Y'all know, Toby, that dude is pettier than all of us put together. Yeah. He going to be there taking some of the craziest pictures. He said, look.
Giving us all the insight.
He's going to ask Jimmy questions, and then Jimmy's going to look at him and say, oh, eyes. And then he's gonna melt again, and then he's going to love Jimmy again.
He'll give him this.
Ah, the size.
Yes.
You know, but with a different jersey.
I texted him, will you be boots on the ground tonight? He texted back, yes. So, yes.
Of course he is. Come on. We've been talking about this for a month.
Well,
just tell him, try not to ruin two franchises.
Or try to ruin theirs.
Yeah, if you're going to ruin,
If you're going to ruin one, might as well do the other one.
That's after the game.
You know what's interesting? He would always complain about the Steph Curry jerseys that he would see every time.
Oh, true.
It'd be the Warriors in town. I wonder if he sees a Jimmy Butler. Wow.
Jimmy Butler
Warriors.
No, not down here. Man.
You never know. You never know.
You've seen how people react.
If I was a Warriors fan, that's something I would do.
Here's the problem. And this is the whole crux of my issue with Jimmy. The fact that Jimmy wanted to be gone, that happens in basketball all the time, right? Not even getting on him about that, not getting on him about wanting his money, not getting on him about any of that. But Jimmy was the one that said, I'm not going to get the contract. I'm just going to go ball. I'm just going to go ball out, right? When the season started. And then he went to and went on a mission to sabotage everything. That's what I have a problem with. That's it.
Apparently there was a picture of somebody wearing his jersey last game.
His really?
Yeah, his Warriors, yeah.
Hmm. How'd that last? Because I know that. I know fans down here do not play. They don't play. So it should be interesting at how this whole thing plays out. Jimmy did say a lot. I heard some of it. You know, we can...
Yeah,
you know,
we'll hear 15 minutes of heat. We'll hear from Jimmy Butler. These headlines were brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
And,
yep.
And more important news,
mm-hmm.
Juju got hurt.
Ah, I know. Bad Juju.
That bad Juju.
And you want me to tell you? You want me to tell you how it happened? They want to say, you know, oh, she was just going down the court. When that girl bumped her,
yeah,
and put all that weight on that leg, that's how that happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're saying it wasn't her?
No.
Oh, look.
I think in one way it kind of was.
She looking like
she gave a bad juju, bro. She gave a bad juju. That's it.
Yeah.
Unacceptable. Hey,
that's crazy, right? Like, now, what would a good mom do? Y'all go ahead on and sit together.
A god mom would have just let, yes. A
right,
good mother.
I sit over here. Go ahead. Y'all keep talking.
Chatting with her in a with a nice, like.
Yeah, why is she mean mugging?
She's mean mugging. Like her whole aura. Her whole aura is like wicked witch.
I ain't got time for this.
And look at Jaden. Yes, mom.
That's Jaden's mom? Is he from California? Or
now, I don't know. I don't know if they came down because, you know, a lot of people went to the. They were playing at USC. That's where they were the number one seed. So I don't know if a lot of people just came down to just see Juju, which probably so.
Where's Jaden from, though?
I don't know. I think he's
from
the East.
He lives in Washington. He went, didn't go LSU. So that's a long way, unless he must be from
out there. He went to Arizona State before.
But they probably came. Juju's, you know, she's a superstar. She's a superstar in the college game. So they probably came down to see her.
Oh, yeah. He was born in California.
He was born in California.
So he was in California.
Okay.
Yeah, with the high school, California, all that.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, because that would be, you know, then we would have a couple of more questions about, yo, what's going on there, player? But
why you just ran
mom wasn't looking like she was really too enthusiastic about watching basketball.
I just don't understand, though. Like, it's not like it's just a random floozy. This is one of the best basketball players in the country. Seems like she has a good head on her shoulders. Why are you so upset for her, Mama?
We want this.
Yeah,
this we want good. This union.
This is good. This is good for everybody.
This is good for everyone.
Literally everyone watching. Like, even as a fan of
everyone.
Sport,
and the future sports. Like, look, you know? Nah, she wasn't happy.
Wow, she just looking just angry. Rough. Look, they have.
Oh,
come
on.
All I can see is teeth. Oh, and then angry. All the teeth go away when she sit down.
Excuse me,
no
Mama.
Teeth.
Excuse me.
Even the people around not showing teeth. They go, oh, my goodness. Look what she done did. Look, everybody frowned. The baby done went to sleep. The little spider baby behind.
The guy in the white looks like he is.
The guy in the white is not
the only person.
Go back to the picture when everybody's smiling. Go back to the picture, everybody smiling.
You know who's happy?
Look how happy everybody
is. You want to know who's the only? You know, you want to know who was happy when Mama came? Mississippi State.
Yeah,
because look at the score when they were together. Yeah. It was 21-14, right?
Yeah.
Then it's 30-19 when Mom came. Yeah, Mississippi State's the only one that's happy.
Maybe Mom had a chili pepper. I don't know. What's up?
Now we're assuming a lot here.
Why? I mean, like, wow, she just killed the juju on it, didn't she? She killed the mojo in the situation.
Man.
Right? Like, yeah, but. Like, if we was at a club and you had a dude do that, so another friend would come over and say, hey, man, what you doing? No.
Ah, no, like, man. We fighting.
All right. It is Frog Week here on Tobin and Leroy.
Oh, boy.
That's right. Boy. Which means we got silly sauce galore, but we also have.
Maybe we could draft her instead of keeping Liam Eikenberg.
I take her.
You don't want this guy right here?
Jesus. That ain't blocking.
Jesus. I just love that photo.
Is he playing guard or goalie? Because he looked like Sergey.
Is that a Pilates pose? It looks like a Pilates pose.
Kick save and a beauty.
He's floating. We got Alex Dono on the show next hour.
He about to get one of his legs ripped off like a chicken wing. That's what it looked like.
Needless to say, he probably gave him a sack that play.
He was seen to be in front of the guy.
So you're saying it's a good job by him?
He stayed in front of him, even though he's falling down.
All right, good block by Liam.
Wishbone blocking.
Wishbone, yo. Hey, you think his body got the position?
This is all we got, boss.
His groin and his hips say, hey, Liam.
It's all we got.
We about to snap.
His groin was like, hell no.
We going down.
Hell no. Hell no.
His groin looked up and said, what are we doing? You know we can't do the splits.
Nope. Mm-mm. Not happening. Give up the sack now.
All right, we got 15 minutes of heat. We're going to hear from Jimmy Butler himself coming up next. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin out.
You can stand me.
Tobin out all week.
The gates of hell,
he is going to be boots on the ground tonight for arguably the biggest game in recent memory for the Miami Heat. The return of Jimmy Butler to South Florida. 15 Minutes Heat brought to you by Hollywood Kia. We have some audio from our boy Jimmy Butler. He
I just say this real quick? Smith and go to hell.
Why? Okay. What did he do this time?
He said, Leroy a little bit too chunky to be wearing that medium hoodie.
Doesn't feel good, does it?
I'm just saying, why are we going there?
Interesting. Interesting.
And actually, don't you think that it's not tight at all?
Don't you think that patron last week wearing that Reggie White jersey might have been feeling the same way?
Wow.
And mind you,
was comment on the fact that we were at March Madness watching basketball, and this dude walking around with a Reggie White jersey.
That's it. That's the only
just
thing.
Saying. That's all I was saying. I wouldn't have nothing to do with his size or anything. We in basketball
what
season.
He was really
he
doing
wearing a
was
Reggie White jersey.
So
his
what?
Friend and not the guy with the jersey. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Look, I'll tell you what. You've gotten way better at wiggling out of these things. That is really.
He's taking a page. He's a running back. He knows how to wiggle. Handbook.
Because you guys take everything I say,
Leroy,
and go there
you
with
be
it.
Saying
when,
some things.
When. There's a lot of things I say. I have no intention on fat shaming anybody. I'm just stating, you know, certain things.
I was just talking
about the Reggie White jersey, and then you go, oh, why? Because he's big?
You know,
no.
You know,
because it's basketball season, and we looking at a Reggie White jersey.
You know, in facts, you still got to use the words F-A-T.
That's deep.
Anyway,
Jimmy Butler returns to Kaseya Center tonight. He's been saying a lot of things recently that have been no selling this entire saga. And there's been a little bit of no selling back and forth, I must admit. I did hear Tyler Hero and Eric Spoelstra say that they were more focused on getting a win than actually focusing on the return of Jimmy Butler. But I even saw a viral picture yesterday, not sure if you saw this guy circulating, that he's giving a discount to Golden State Warrior employees at his Big Face coffee shop. $30. Only $30 it's going to cost you if you happen to be an employee of Golden State Warriors, which makes me think, how much does a normal cost?
The normal one, when I went, cost less than $10.
Okay, so for like a normal person. But remember, he has different rules for people who make a certain amount of money. remember, like, the former players had to pay extra, so.
Well, if anyone wants me to go get them coffee.
Oh, okay. All right.
Are you willing?
That's it. Yeah, you'll be like a coffee mule. This would be great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's he answered. Cost you. Yeah, it is. You know, come on. It's $10. You know, throw a little extra on that. A little gratuity on that.
Mm-hmm. For delivery fee.
Look, sometimes when I order something from Uber, even if we're not even counting the delivery fee, they just make it more expensive.
100%.
Yes. So. No, they all do that. They have.
I'd rather
own,
go pick it up myself.
Yeah. They have their haters. Own menu. I did it. Well, then there was other cases where I ordered wings from a place one time, and then I went to the actual restaurant. What is the Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza?
Oh, yeah.
It has a different name on Uber. Right, but they make the same wings.
Russo's.
So I went. Ooh. No, I forget what the wing place is. It what just wings or something like that, on Uber Eats. And so I'm like, the box was Anthony Cold Fire Pizza, right? They do that at Chili's. Does it too? Chili's makes wings for a company or whatever.
Yeah,
kind of like Chuck E. Cheese too, right? With the pizza.
Yep.
I went a ghost kitchen. I just figured I can get it quicker if I just go to Anthony's Cold Fire Pizza myself.
Yeah,
it costs $20 more for the same amount of wings.
That's where they get you.
At the restaurant, picking it up myself.
That's where they get you. That's where they get you. Jimmy Butler spoke on his return to the Miami Heat. He spoke at length. We're going to be hearing some of his response and reacting to it live. If you haven't heard it yet, this was him talking to a few of familiar faces within the Miami media. Here is Jimmy Butler.
Hey, Jimmy, thanks for coming out. We appreciate it, man. What are your thoughts being back in Miami today?
Good. I'm worried about it. I get the opportunity to be around my kids, be around my friends that are here. Do what I used to do while I was in Miami a ton.
Jimmy, could things have been worked out better if Pat and you had sat down immediately after last season and they offered the extension?
No.
You felt even at that point you were at a point of no return last April or last May?
I mean, pretty much, yeah. I think I knew in what direction I was going. Nobody ever asked me, though, so y'all just all got to jump to assumptions and conclusions.
And for a team that
stop it real
to
quick.
Three
stop it real quick, please.
Hold on. First of all, I'm not one to call anyone a liar.
It seems like you're about to.
But damn, we all know it was about the money. That's all Tobin talked about all summer. If you don't give Jimmy his money, it's going to be a problem.
What would be his reasoning before then, you know, to want to leave?
Before the conversation even starts, don't we have to be honest about certain aspects of it? It sounds bad if he would have said yes. So does he said no. But the whole time this was going on, there was only one thing we were talking about. They wouldn't give Jimmy his money. Now all of a sudden it wasn't a big deal?
Yeah, and if you quote any disrespect.
It's funny, he only went to a team that gave him his money, though.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, what are we doing? Like, okay, Jimmy, whatever reasons you had, I'm good with. Right? It happens. But don't after the fact come back and say that wasn't the issue. We all know the money was the issue. See, that's when you know. You know what? Here. This is from being older, there's a couple of things I picked up on in life. When we talk about the issues all the way up until departure, and then everybody breaks up or what have you, and then you come back and talk about said breakup, whatever it is, you want to make yourself look good. You don't want to look like the person that left. You don't want to look like the one-legged three person. You want to put it on anything else other than the reality of what we were talking about while this whole situation was going on. Did anybody, please tell me, did anybody in South Florida think, in the country think, suggest that this was anything other than Jimmy getting an extension? Did anybody think it was anything else?
Everybody knew the man wanted his money.
Maybe a little bit of disrespect from Pat Riley, but it was mainly the money.
And the fact of the matter is, we knew Roz wasn't going to give him the money for something that he wants two years in the future. So basically, both parties knew what was going on, Leroy. So both parties stuck to their ways. One guy, as a player, you're going to have to act up in order to get what you want. And he did.
But then that's fine. That's fine. Didn't say it wasn't about the money. Don't, after you get your money from somewhere else, say it wasn't about the money. Because guess what? Jimmy wasn't going nowhere to any team that wasn't going to give him an extension. Is that accurate?
Yeah, right. So that's the case.
Okay, don't sit here and say it wasn't about the money. Yeah. Like, at least man up about it. He said, you know what? You could have came to me and said this. Look, we can't have this job forever. And part of why we're playing this game, especially at a high level, you want to get compensated as much as possible. So, yeah, there was part of it was the money, but there was other things too. If he would have said that, I would have been cool. I still might have clowned you on, no, it was about 90% about the money. Because if they would have gave you the money, all that Pat stuff would have went out the door.
Okay, and shoot him a little bit. It may be 95% about the money, but 5% could have been something else, like some of the things he might have wanted and he didn't get some
I'm
things.
I'm cool with that, you
know,
though.
So then, yeah.
I'm cool with that. But don't come here after all this stuff and then say, if they would have gave you your money, would you still have felt the same way? Because that's not true. That's not true. And the leader of that Get Jimmy His Money right now, she'll be mad as hell, and that's Tobin. Because you know that's Tobin. All he told, I give him his money, make him happy. I give him his money, make him happy. Now he finding out that after he done got his money, that, the money wouldn't have made him happy? Come on. It's okay, Jimmy. It's your profession. Get as much money as you can. Don't sit here and lie. It wasn't about the money.
Let's play a little bit more before we go to break.
I knew in what direction I was going. Nobody ever asked me, though, so y'all just all got to jump to assumptions and conclusions.
And for a team that you took to 3 Eastern Conference Finals, 2 NBA Finals, to suspend you 3 times, even now I heard there have been some bills forwarded your way also. Are you sort of surprised that it went from the best of the best to something so different?
Nah, not necessarily. I mean, you can talk about it whenever we talk about it later on, but I think the suspensions are more because they just didn't want me to be around the team. It wasn't anything that I actually did, because I didn't do nothing too drastic to deserve X amount of games being suspended. But it is what it is. Yeah, I got some bills, and so what? It's all taken care of.
What are your thoughts when you see Pat Riley tomorrow?
I don't got no thoughts. Like I said, man, I don't got nothing to say to nobody. I don't have no hard feelings. I'm in a better place now for me. And continued success to those guys over there.
Jimmy, what's better about it?
Better about what?
What's better about being in California as opposed to here?
I don't know. I guess I live in California. We've been winning a couple games as of late.
All right.
Hey, no. Y'all could fall for this.
I don't think anyone's falling for it.
Y'all look like the jilted girlfriend or boyfriend.
Hey.
Y'all sound like scarred.
Who,
ex.
Me? I'm not scarred
at all. I'm trying, like, the fans.
I'm not scarred at all.
I am. Screw them. Scrub them from the Instagram.
Here's the deal. Jimmy, what situation were you in? That ain't the same situation that we was following. I mean, were we talking about the same Heat versus Jimmy Butler situation with the suspensions and the Jimmy shooting one-legged threes and hanging out in the corner?
This is the same guy that said the truth will come out soon.
So I'm waiting. Because brother, you've been telling whoppers.
He tells more lies as more time goes by.
He just makes it worse.
How's he making it worse?
It can't get it. Listen,
no. I'm trying to see how's he making it worse. For who is he making it worse for?
Only Heat fans.
The way he made it sound like he said they were just suspending me because they didn't want me around. Nobody wanted that stank ass attitude around.
And you know what? That's pretty honest of him. And I appreciate that he said that because you're damn right I didn't want you around.
Man, come on. Like,
who would want that around?
Look, I get it. Why can't we look? We got what we wanted. Jimmy got what he wanted. It was about the money, right? Because keep in mind, he was a guy that said these things. I'm a ball out. Lies, right? He said, remember the thing? Anywhere but here. Lies, right?
He'll hit you with...
He said, the only team I'll go to is Phoenix, because they give me my money.
Okay. And Golden State decided, all right, we'll give you the money. All right, I'll give you the money.
Lies!
Listen, when you're the winner, you can lie.
If he would have just said, look, I had to get out of here. I'm trying to maximize what I make or whatever. I can respect that.
When you're the winner in the breakup, your lies are facts.
Is he the winner?
Yeah. 15-3.
He looks like he's the winner thus far.
15-3, 4-17.
He got his money. He gets to play with Steph Curry.
And they've been winning. And they're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, they're going to lose today, though. Let's go Heat! That was 15 minutes of Heat, of course.
Listen, situations like this happen all the time. We've seen them all the time.
Right. Right? And right now, the Warriors, Jimmy's winning right now.
But in these situations, you don't have to lie about them. We're grown people. We fully understand what this was about.
Be honest, Posh.
Be honest.
Like, come on.
Be honest, Vlad.
That man ain't say one thing that was true about that situation.
And he doesn't have to.
I understand that. But when you fluff up the stats after a breakup, that means you know you did some wrong. A person that knows they did nothing wrong,
Leroy,
can just come out,
Leroy,
and tell it like it is.
Leroy, if I did wrong and I still got compensated for my wrong and I still got everything that I want, I can lie from here till to next 20 years. But I got what I want.
Right. But so my question is that when people say you got what you wanted, don't then say it didn't matter.
No, listen.
See what I'm saying?
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, Leroy. And we're going to go to break. He can tell the Miami media that. Nobody's pressing him. Nobody was challenging him. Nobody. Because we knew what happened. Nobody challenged him. If they were going to say, come on, Jimmy, it was really not about the money, then they could have gotten into it. But they let him just get away with it. So right now, Jimmy's winning. My team is 15-3. I got what I want. I'm in California. I'm playing with stuff. I'm on TV all the time. And you guys are struggling.
So who scores more, Jimmy or Wiggins?
I think Jimmy's going to try to drop a 50 burger on you guys tonight. Because he's never done that. He's never dropped 40. What was the most he ever scored for the Heat in a regular season game? Like 30? Like 33? Yeah. So it would be his pettiness to drop 40 on you guys.
So let me ask you this. After hearing what you heard, right, saying what you said, would you give him a tribute video?
Nope.
No. I agree with you yesterday. I said, what I didn't agree with was if you don't do it tonight.
Never do it.
Never do it. Don't do it next year. Like, if it's up and stuck forever. Like, that's what it is.
Like Cardi B said.
If you do it tonight, just to get it over with,
Cardi
fine.
B.
Yeah.
It's up. But if you don't do it tonight, don't do it like next year or 2 years. It is what it is.
Yeah.
That was 15 Minutes of Heat brought to you by Hollywood Kia. Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood
Kia. We'll be back. We'll be back on this.
Oh, yeah. We got another 15 minutes of heat. And also, we got some heat tickets to give away a little bit later as well. So get ready. I need your best anti-Jimmy chance. I want you to line up a little bit later. Your best anti-Jimmy chance. This one's mine. Coffee sucks. Coffee sucks.
No, you can't just say coffee sucks.
I can't say big face. Coffee sucks. It's too long. Yeah. See, that's why you got to be better than me.
Then just say big face.
Big face.
Liar.
Ooh. See, look, that would have won you four tickets. It's as easy as that. We'll go ahead and take those calls later. When we come back, we got a little bit of Road to Repeat on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Gotta go restock.
Gotta restock because it is time now for Road to Repeat. Road to Repeat is brought to you by our friends over at Celsius. Ready? That was a good one.
Are you drinking it cold?
Nope. I got this from the closet room temperature. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius part of your play. Get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Defending Stanley Cup champion.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
Florida Panthers.
Florida Panthers getting some rest. Won't be in action until Friday after a back-to-back. Got a couple back-to-backs coming up as well. But that won't stop Bleacher Report from stealing my takes and saying that potentially Brad Marchand is a snake in the grass. This is an article they released. 5 early offseason landing spots for Panthers winger Brad Marchand.
Damn, already?
Hasn't played a second.
Not even practice with the team.
And I'm telling you, they see what I see. When you're good, you know, these things just come naturally. They have at number 5, the Ottawa Senators, which...
Why are you sipping your Celsius?
Really?
I know nothing about them.
Huh.
You know Brady, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's going to be a Panther next year, so maybe that's the trade.
Oh, maybe that's a trade. If that's a trade, then that's a good move.
That's pretty good. The New Jersey Devils.
Nah, you don't want to go there.
Number 3, they have the Carolina Hurricanes.
No, that's the ops. You can't go to the ops.
I mean, he went.
Well, he is an op. He can go to the ops.
Little snake in the grass.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 2, Detroit Red Wings. I get it.
Hockey town.
Okay. And then number 1 on the list of potential landing spots.
What, returns back to Boston?
Returns back to Boston. Apparently, his departure from the Bruins was done respectfully, according to reports. General Manager Don Sweeney left the door open for former captain to return to Boston.
Yeah,
so this is just a loner?
Well, it's a playoff rental, baby.
No. If he returns back to Boston, that second round pick returns right back to us then. That's how it got to be.
So it's a playoff rental then.
I'll
take that. Cause we,
so basically Marchand's on layaway?
I don't know, because basically we traded, was it a second round pick? That could become a first round pick if he plays 50% of the playoff games.
So that's got to come back.
Yeah.
Because we're not keeping him. We have $19 million in projected cap space next season, and most of it's going to go towards Sam Bennett, Aaron Ekblad, and Mackie Sinisch.
I don't know about Aaron Ekblad anymore.
Ekblad! That's
why you say that?
I mean, he's missing 25 juicing, games. Dude. He's
juicing.
And we're not talking about, you know.
Celsius.
We're not talking. Well, I don't know if Celsius is a juice, but.
Tastes like juice. This is Galaxy vibes. It's strawberry watermelon. Watermelon.
Hey.
Malone?
Watermelon.
I like that cherry cola.
Stop it, okay?
I like that.
That turn doesn't allow you to change words.
Yeah. That's true. That's
and by the way,
it's not me. Yeah.
This is neither here nor there, but somebody I know personally put a little rum in the Playa
vibe.
I know it was used to tell us it how was. It was.
Yeah, how was it?
He was off the. He was done.
Woo!
He was done-zo.
I like that too because I can get a little drinky poos and then not go to sleep immediately.
Drinky poos.
It's a chair. All right. when we come back in the next hour two, we have our boy Alex Dono, who will be stopping by to tell us all things Cam Ward in regards to his amazing pro day yesterday. We got a lot of Dolphins stuff on the other side. It's the Tobin and Leroy Show Frog Week on the Tobin and Leroy Show.